The original plan was to keep the recycling center open Tuesday through Saturday, but late last week, the city and borough of Juneau and Waste Management agreed to close it Tuesdays and Wednesdays to allow Arrow Refuse to deliver curbside recyclables. CBJ Public Works Director Kirk Duncan says it would have been too big a hassle to do both commercial and private deliveries at the same time.
As people who've been out at the recycle center know, there's a bin for aluminum and two bins for plastic, and those bins actually have to be moved. The truck backs into the facility, dumps its load on the tipping floor, pulls out, and then those three bins are put back in place. It's just a safety issue. It's a convenience issue. So we're going to try this.
The city had been negotiating with Waste Management for a new recycling center that would combine disposal of household materials with hazardous waste and junk vehicles. The city was prepared to pay some of the upfront costs, as well as about $1 million a year to Waste Management. In exchange, the city would get a share of the company's profits from selling the materials on the recyclables market. But Duncan says the negotiation started before Arrow launched its curbside recycling program.
I think this is one of those times when we have to let the dust clear and see what happens, because it's conceivable that everybody's going to jump on the Arrow curbside program and then we don't need the recycling facility.
I hope that something will get worked out to be more accessible to the public.
That's Linda Deakins with Juneau's Friends of Recycling Group. Members have requested a meeting with Duncan and other city officials to talk about the change in hours. Deakins says they're concerned the recycling center will go away and everyone will be forced to sign up for Arrow's curbside service.
A lot of people mentioned to us that they are not interested in curbside. They live close by and they do want to continue with drop-off service. And, of course, with the dropped-off service, we still have separated recycling, which makes it more economically feasible.
That's because some separated materials are worth more than twice as much on the recyclables market as the commingled materials being collected in Arrow's curbside program. The difference more than covers the cost of shipping the materials out of Juneau. Landfill manager Eric Vance says it's a legitimate concern and part of the reason Waste Management plans to keep the recycling center open. He also would like to see talks with the city resume for a new facility that could handle commercial and private deliveries at the same time.
I think it's still the right thing to do, and I think that given people the option of source separating or commingled is a unique, nice option for the citizens of Juneau.
Vance says it remains to be seen whether Arrow's curbside program results in a drop in usage at the recycling center. The facility currently sees between 1,300 and 1,600 recyclers per week and is still the only place in Juneau that recycles glass.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays have typically been the busiest public days. There's a handful of folks that do come in Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I think that we're going to see folks adjust their schedule and hopefully it's not too inconvenient.
For now, Waste Management is operating the recycling center on a month-to-month contract with the city. CBJ pays $13,500 a month, minus half the profits earned from selling the materials. The two sides are hoping to hammer out a year-long agreement to continue the current operation, after which they'll revisit the idea of a new consolidated facility. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.